This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello and welcome, trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany Gibbons, and I am joined today by my best friend, Meredith. Hi, Meredith.
Hello, everybody in the car today. I hope you kids are buckled up and staying safe.
We have like a super fun show planned for you today. That's right. You're the contestants here on Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. It's up to you to emerge from this contest victorious and try to beat Meredith. That's the goal there. You got to beat Meredith. I hope you're settled in with a big bowl of popcorn. Dim the lights. We are going to be playing movie trivia. I love movie trivia.
Me too. I'm a big movie buff. So good luck, kids in the car, because I might just take you to town today.
So we've done some movie trivia in the past, but I'm going to admit this one is a touch harder. So you might need some lifelines on this one, guys. Some of them are a little bit tough. Let's first go through the rules. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer, and at the end, tally up your score and crown the winner. Gosh, I hope it's you, and I hope that you beat Meredith today.
I'm ready.
All right, round number one, question one. What is Indiana Jones' weapon of choice? Do you know, Meredith?
I do. It's a whip.
It is a whip. I say we insert a sound effect there. Definitely a whip. All right. Question number two. Aaron Sorkin won an Oscar for writing what 2010 drama about the creation of Facebook?
Brittany, would that be The Social Network?
It was The Social Network. Yes. I actually just watched this with my kids the other day to teach them about the internet. It was like, this is a documentary about the internet. Okay, question number three. What pop vocal group performs at the wedding in Bridesmaids?
Was it Backstreet Boys?
It wasn't. I don't know if I would invite the Backstreet Boys to my wedding. I was definitely an NSYNC girl. But for Bridesmaids, it was the band Wilson Phillips.
Oh, that's right. Hold on for one more day.
One more day. Yes. Question number four. What is the name of Riley's imaginary friend in Inside Out?
I know. Bing bong, bing bong.
It was bing pong. He was the best, also saddest character in that whole entire movie.
One of my favorite all-time characters is Bing Bong.
Really?
Yes.
He's a good one. He's going to go down in history, I'll tell you. Okay, question number five. Who was the only non-Jedi in the original Star Wars trilogy to use a lightsaber?
Oh, Would that be Yoda?
It wasn't Yoda. He was for sure a Jedi. It happened to be Han Solo.
Oh, that's my last name and I got it wrong.
Question number 6. In which American city does Ferris Bueller's Day Off take place? It's one of my favorite cities. Do you know, Meredith? It is
Chicago.
It is Chicago. Yes, Chicago. Question number 7. What is the youngest child's name in the Von Trapp family in the film The Sound of Music?
I have absolutely zero guess.
I mean, if you have this many kids, at some point you're just going to start using weird names.
Right.
And this one was Gretel. Gretel was the youngest one. So long farewell to that point. Okay, question number 8. In Back to the Future, what type of car is the time machine?
That would be the DeLorean.
It was a DeLorean.
Did you know what
DeLorean growing up?
I did want a DeLorean. Do you remember any of the dates that the DeLorean was set to?
I'm sorry. Are you quizzing me on this trivia show? I'm unprepared. I don't know.
Me either.
Okay. Question number 9. Attempting to explain himself to Donkey, Shrek compares himself to what food?
That would be onions. Lots of layers.
Lots of layers, that one. Okay, final question in this round. How many fingers do they hold up as a salute in the Hunger Games?
I'm going to go with 3 fingers. May the odds be ever in your favor.
3 fingers is correct. Good job on round 1, you guys. Okay, we are going to take a super quick break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into round number 2.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Now it's time for trivia just for the kids. Do you know where Florp is? Do you know how to make pencils come to life? If you answered no to these questions, then you need Go Kid Go, an audio imagination company for kids. Go Kid Go podcasts are made by an Emmy award-winning team and come with bonus content like free downloadable coloring sheets. Visit GoKidGo.com for more information or find Go Kid Go shows wherever you get your podcasts. Life gets busy and fitting in time to help yourself can be tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of BetterHelp online counseling. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure phone or video sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, LGBTQ plus matters, grief, or hey, if you just need to talk. Anything you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor at any time, you can request a new one at no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide and at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, and best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. You're going to join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round number 2. We're doing some slightly harder movie trivia this time. I think there's been some stumpers in there. All right, are you ready for question number 1, Meredith?
I am.
All right, question 1. In The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
He takes the red pill.
The red pill. I'm going to be honest, I would not be drawn to the red pill because it just looks like danger.
I feel like red means alert, danger.
Exactly. I'd be like, I'm going to take the blue one because that seems chill.
Okay. That's like Blue Man Group. Let's play a drum. Everything's better again.
I don't know anything bad that's blue, but I know lots of like dangerous things that are red. Okay, question number 2. What flavor of Pop-Tarts does Buddy the Elf use in his spaghetti?
I think it's strawberry.
It is not. As delicious as that sounds, it's actually chocolate. Chocolate Pop-Tarts in the spaghetti, obviously.
Ugh, okay.
Question number 3. What was the name of the boat in Jaws?
Oh, Brittany, I have no idea. I don't watch scary movies.
It was totally scary. I still don't go in the ocean because of this movie. And that boat was called the Orca. Okay, question number 4. What are the names of the stepsisters from Disney's Cinderella?
Shoot. I think that it's Anastasia and Anastasia 2.0. Are those the answers?
Anastasia
Did she
and
name
Anastasia
them both the
Junior.
Same name?
Yes. No, it is Anastasia and Drizella. Top names for 2021 coming. Drizella, for sure.
Gretel and Drizella.
Gretel and Drizella. We're going to start something here, guys. Okay, question number 5. Which actor danced his way to fame in the original version of Footloose?
Oh, well, that's simple. Kevin Bacon saved the whole town.
Yes, Kevin Bacon, the original dancer. All right, question number 6. What year did Noah and Allie meet in the film The Notebook?
Wait, before we go to question 6, can we move back to Kevin Bacon for 1 second? So, you know how you do the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing?
Are you going to tell me you know Kevin Bacon?
Well, I'm going to tell you that I get to him through you, through the 6 degrees.
What?
Because,
okay, come on.
Okay, because I feel like if every time I have to figure out my 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon, I always first say, Brittany, my best friend Brittany, knows the guy that was in Heroes, who I am sure knows Kevin Bacon.
I'm positive also, correct.
So that's how I get there in 3 degrees through you.
This is such a good point, guys. Just use me for your 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I will connect you somehow. Okay, question 6. What year did Noah and Allie meet in the film The Notebook? Spoiler alert, I have never watched The Notebook. I know it's like a huge movie, but I've never seen it.
Okay, well, first of all, you definitely need to watch The Notebook. It's very romantic. And second of all, I have no idea, but it definitely looks like it was shot like during an old-timey time that I didn't want to live in because there was no internet. Cell phones.
Yeah, I figured so, that's where that was going. It was 1940.
Ugh.
Yeah, so pre-Facebook.
1940. Pre-Facebook.
Ugh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, question number 7. Who played the voice of Dory in the film Finding Dory?
That would be Ellen.
Yes, super recognizable voice. Dory is Ellen. That is correct. Question number 8. During which war is Saving Private Ryan set?
World War II.
Yes, World War II. That is correct. All right, question number 9. What was the treasure hunter team searching for in the ruins of the Titanic in the film Titanic?
Oh, man. I don't know if it has a certain name, but it was that big blue diamond heart necklace, right?
Yes. That feels like partial credit. It was the Heart of the Ocean.
Okay.
That old lady just threw it in the ocean at the end.
Just, you know, here's your retirement. Toss it. Who cares? Put it in the ocean.
Okay, final question. In Kung Fu Panda, Po's adopted father, Mr. Ping, is a what? What animal is he?
He's a goose.
He is a goose. The goose and the panda. That is correct. All right, guys, you did it. You survived another episode of the Road Trip Trivia Podcast. It's kind of hard movie trivia. I am dying to hear how you guys did. Make sure you let us know. Head to our Facebook page and let us know. We'd love to hear what your scores are, any photos of you playing along. We may even feature them on our Facebook and Instagram at Family Road Trip Trivia Pod. Meredith, how did you do today?
I'm disappointed. I only got 10 and a half points today.
10 and a half points. I am so curious if any of you beat Meredith today. Definitely let us know. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. You can find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. If you like what you heard today, make sure to leave us an awesome review on iTunes and make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.